Ilui Nishmas, Gershon Yosef, Ben Yisrael Moshe. Be'ezr Hashem, let's begin our learning of the Mishneh Berurah. We'll be trying to do an Amud Yomi in the Mishneh Berurah. Just a little piece of background. We have the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah written in the 1500s, and these became two very important Svarim that were joined together as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah together, the classic Sifra Halacha that the Jewish people have accepted upon themselves. And there were many, many Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch to explain the background, to explain new cases. Often there are different opinions. And if one looks at the original Sefer Shulchan Aruch that people still use nowadays, it's very complicated. So many opinions, so many different explanations. It became very difficult to learn the Shulchan Aruch and get a clear, final conclusion, even to get a fully clear understanding. And then along came the Mishneh Berurah, and the Mishneh Berurah organized all of the Mefarshim and tried to give a flowing commentary, explaining what the Shulchan Aruch meant, explaining what the Ramah meant, and coming to a final psak. In one of the biographies on the Mishneh Berurah, his son tells over the following story. When the Chofetz Chaim was writing the Mishneh Berurah, his son was helping him, his son-in-law was helping him, and they would often spend a long time on one halacha. They might spend a week or two on one se'if. And his son asked him, "Why are we spending so much time?" And the Chofetz Chaim gave the following mashal. When they build train tracks, it takes a very long time. They have to lay the tracks 1 foot at a time. It's very, very tedious, screwing in every bolt in between. It takes a very, very long time. But when they're done with the train tracks, then thousands of people can go back and forth on trains on these tracks in a very smooth and easy, comfortable way. The Chofetz Chaim said, "My goal is to write a sefer that will allow thousands of people, many people, to learn the Shulchan Aruch in a clear, easy, comfortable, smooth way. And that's why we're spending so much time to get things clear and get things exactly right." And that's exactly what happened. The Mishneh Berurah has become the sefer that everyone uses to learn the Shulchan Aruch, and it's clear, and everything's very organized. And Chofetz Chaim was zocheh to write the sefer that made the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah more understandable and usable halacha l'maisa for the Jewish people. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Yiskaber Karbi Lamod Baboku Lavodos Boro. A person should strengthen himself like a lion to get up in the morning to serve Hashem. Right away, the Mishneh Berurah writes, why? Kilkach Nivra Ha'adam. That's what you're created for. A person is created to serve Hashem. So you should wake up in the morning and right away focus on the fact that I'm getting up in order to serve Hashem. And you have to strengthen yourself. The Chofetz Chaim says, in the summer months, you might say, oh, I need more sleep. No, get up to serve Hashem. In the winter months, a person might say, how can I get up? It's so cold outside. No, get up to serve Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim gives a mashal. If a person had a job to serve a king, a melech basav adam, he'd be very careful to get up on time, to be there on time for his job. So all the more so when we're serving Hashem, we should strengthen ourselves to get up. And even if it's cold, even if we think we need more sleep. Many years ago, I heard a story from Rav Chaim Bagley Zatzal, who learned in Radin under the Chofetz Chaim. And he said one time when the Chofetz Chaim was an old man, he came to the Beis Medrash, and he said as follows. He said, this morning when I got up, it was cold outside, it was raining, and the Eitz Hara came to me and said, Chofetz Chaim, you're an old man. It's cold. It's hard to get up so early. Sleep a little longer. You can skip Minyan today. And the Chofetz Chaim said, I was thinking about what he said, and then I said to the Eitz Hara, you're a lot older than I am, and you're up bright and early. If you can get up this early, so can I. I think that story is a good background to what the Chafetz Chaim says here in Sif Katan Aleph. Then the Ramah adds on, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid Hukla Gadol Batarv Ma'alas HaTzadikim. A person should always view as if Hashem is in front of him, and that's the way of the great levels of Avodas Hashem of the Tzadikim. And the Ramah continues that if the way a person acts at home when he's by himself is not the same way a person acts when he's in front of a king or in front of somebody very important. So a Jew should think that way and think about that Hashem is there. And if a Jew thinks that Hashem is there, then of course he will serve Hashem with more Yirah Shemaim. The Ramah says, Miyad Yagia Elav HaYirah V'achna B'pachad Hashem Yisparach. If a person thinks that Hashem is there, then automatically it will come to him to have Yirah Shemayim. So this is very important that right away the Ramah talks about that a person should view himself as if Hashem is there in front of him, and then he'll come to Yirah Shemayim. Here in this discussion of Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Samid, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Ber Halacha the famous comments of the Sefer HaChinuch of the six constant mitzvos. There are six mitzvos that a Jew can always be fulfilling. The mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem, to believe in Hashem. The mitzvah, the law that there's no other God. There's no other God aside from Hashem. L'yachdo, the mitzvah that there's only one Hashem. Some learn this to mean the asay of the lav, the flip side, that there is a one lav, do not believe in any other god, and a special mitzvah to believe only in Hashem. Then there's the mitzvahs of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, to fear Hashem, to fear the punishment from doing an aveira, and the mitzvah to love Hashem, and the mitzvah of Los Asurach Yavafem Rachrei Nechem. We should not think thoughts of Avodah Zarah, thoughts of anti-Torah thoughts, and we should not look at things we shouldn't be looking at. These are six constant mitzvos, and these six constant mitzvos are part of the idea of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid, that a person can always should view that as if Hashem is in front of him, and these six mitzvos certainly are things we can constantly fulfill and always be aware of Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Shehum Ora Hashachar, you should get up before the morning, that a person should wake up even before it becomes light outside. So many Achronim point out that nowadays, and our sleeping habits have changed, people go to sleep much later than they used to, and therefore the common practice by most people is not to fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch says, and people sleep a little later. Obviously a person has to get up in time for Minyan, but this idea to specifically get up before it's light outside is not commonly followed nowadays. This is quoted in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, which I'll be quoting from a lot. It's a wonderful Likud Sefer that gathers many, many things on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. A very, very thorough Likud of many, many ideas from the Achronim. And then there's the famous comment of the Mishnah Berurah, who writes that a person should be careful to wash his hands right away when he wakes up in the morning. In the morning we wash Netilas Yadayim. And one reason is part of getting ready for davening, and that we'll get to Bezu Shem and Siman Dalet. The other reason is to get rid of the Ruach Ra. There's an impure spirit that rests on a person when he sleeps. When a person sleeps, it's 1/60th of death, and therefore the Ruach Ra is on the person, and we believe it adheres primarily in the hands. And therefore, to remove the Ruach Ra, a person washes Negavasar. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that a person should wash right away, and certainly not walk Dalet Amos without washing Negavasar. And he's very strong about this. Later the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say that the Kula Besa, the whole house, is like Dalet Amos. But the Mishnah recommends that one should not rely upon this, and one should wash Negavasser right next to his bed. And this certainly would be the ideal. However, there are those that nowadays aren't so careful about this. First of all, as the Mishnah Berurah says, some say the Kula Besa is like Dalet Amos. Some hold Besa here means room, and others say Besa means the entire house. And that's one room for leniency. And this is quoted by Rav Simcha Bunim HaKohen in the Laws of Daily Living. Some authorities write that nowadays a person may walk 4 amos prior to washing his hands. And he quotes in the footnotes from some of the Achronim that this idea of washing right next to one's bed is not mentioned in Shas and Poskim and the Rishonim. And therefore, there are those that are Mekel. And also, Rav Nevensal Shlita quotes in his Mishnah Berurah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach the following idea. There's the famous story of the Ger Tzedek in Vilna. And this Ger Tzedek was, his father demanded that he renounce Judaism, and he wouldn't. And he was burnt at the stake. He was the Gruf Patotsky. And it was such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, there's a Mesorah from the Gruf that Kiddush Hashem changed things up in Shemayim and weakened the Ruach Ra that's out there in the world. Weakened the Koach of Tumah. Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that ideas that are based on Ruach Ra and ideas in the Zohar, which are not found in the Gemara, one does not have to be makbid as much nowadays as before. If something's found in the Gemara, we certainly keep on doing it. But ideas that are based on Ruach Ra and Kochos HaTumah that came up later, not based on the Gemara, there's more room to be makel now. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nemetz HaKot, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, De'ein Tzarech HaHakbid, you don't have to be so careful to not walk Dalet Amos before the Netilah. Certainly that would be the ideal. And when I quoted earlier from Rav Simcha Bunim HaKohen Sefer, he concludes, however, it is best to follow the stringent view and to place the water next to one's bed. So that is certainly the ideal. But those that are Mekel, there are those Achronim to rely on. It's important to point out that even those that do not wash Negavasa right next to their beds, but certainly one should not delay. One should certainly go and wash Negavasa immediately upon waking up. That everyone agrees to. The only question is whether one has to be extra careful to wash by his bed. One final point. It's interesting when the Ramah mentions we should view it as if Hashem is in front of us at all times. He gives the mashal that a person doesn't act when he's by himself and around his friends the same way he would act in front of a king. Well, this really, and then we should take that and extrapolate all the more so in front of Hashem. This is really based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Kaf Ches, where the Gemara says that the Mora Shemaim should be like Mora Basar V'dam, that we should fear Hashem like we fear people. Obviously, it should be more than that. But sometimes we can, if you visualize your Rebbe in front of you, somebody very chashuv, oh, I wouldn't do anything bad if my Rebbe's here. So that's a good way to start the process of thinking about Hashem being in front of you, to at least act in a way as if your chashuv Rebbe was in front of you, and that will hold the person back from doing averas. So when the Ramah gives his famous comment that we should view ourselves as if we're in the presence of Hashem, he says it based on that idea in the Gemara with a mashal, that the way you act in front of your friends is not the same way we act in front of a king. And sometimes on a practical level, that's the easiest way to avoid making mistakes, avoid doing averas, to visualize as if one's Rebbe would be there. So this is the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. there's a beautiful explanation for the Rama of the feeling that Hashem is there in the room leading to Yiras Shamayim. That Bezus Hashem will discuss in the next year.